Well, 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 here's Mama Bloom's brood. Jacob Bloom, better known as Pa to his family, was in the knee pants business. Was until his son-in-law, Sidney, persuaded him to retire. Mama Bloom's shrewdness enabled Pa to sell out at a very nice profit. And then the problem remained of what to do. Mama and Papa were finally persuaded to take a vacation, a motor trip to Hollywood. Their two daughters, Yetta, who prefers to be known as Yvette, and Sarah, who prefers Sally, were enthusiastic. So enthusiastic, in fact, that they decided to surprise Ma and Pa by accompanying them. Of course, the two sons-in-law, Sidney and Harold, went along. Right now, we take up our story as Mama and Papa are in their suite in a fashionable summer hotel in Michigan. Listen.
Well, Mama, what are we going to do today?
Do, Jack? Well, what we did yesterday, of course. What do you want to do on a vacation? Work?
Well, it'll be better than sitting around doing nothing like we are doing.
That's foolish. When you take a vacation, you're supposed to do nothing. That's what a vacation is for.
I wish I was home. Here, I gotta wear white pants and be careful where I sit. And why do I have to wear black and white shoes? One color is good enough for me.
You look lovely, too.
I look lovely.
Here looks as lovely as you do.
Yeah, yeah. If Sam could see me, he would say I'm looking like something from my sample book. To hold up my pants, I gotta wear a white belt to match the pants. I like suspenders, Mama.
I know, Jake, I know. You can't teach tricks to an old dog.
What did you say?
I just said that you can't make an old dog sit up.
I gotta go on a vacation to hear you call me names.
Oh, don't be foolish, Papa, don't fly off in the button. I'm not calling you names. I'm just telling maybe you're right. Maybe you don't look nice in those clothes because you don't feel nice. Darling, take them off.
Take them off? Mama, have you got a machine?
No, I'm just feeling sorry for you.
I don't want anybody to feel sorry for me. If I want to look nice, I got a right to look nice. If I want to wear shoes with two kinds of leather, I can wear them, I guess.
All right, Jake.
Yeah,
so
you're
going to have a fight about the kind of clothes you should wear. I'm just saying that maybe both of us is too old to wear fancy clothes.
Mama, please don't say both of us. Maybe I look nice. Who knows?
That's right, Papa. Who knows?
Who knows? Now, Becky, what do you mean?
It's like I'm saying, Jake, darling. Here we are on a vacation. We all dressed up like we was going to a wedding. But we don't go.
We don't go. And where is there a wedding to go to?
Jake, there ain't a wedding. I'm saying we look like we're going to one, but we don't go no place.
All right, where do you want to go?
Downstairs on the porch, maybe.
Yeah, and what is down on the porch?
People.
People? People. There are 7 million people in New York. We just left New York, and now you want to look at people.
Jake, these are different kinds of people.
Different, yeah, different. They talk like we do. They eat like we do. They sleep with us. Well, why are they different? Why?
They play bridge.
But bridge? Do you want to play that?
Sure I do, Jake. I want to play bridge.
But why?
Jake, that's a very foolish question. How do I know why I want to play bridge?
Oh, I should know better than to ask why in the first place. Mommy, you know I don't like bridge. I can't play it.
Then how do you know that you don't like it?
I give up, Becky. All right, for you, I'll go down on the porch and try to play bridge. But I'm telling you, I don't know how.
It's easy, Jake. It's easy. They give you the cards and then you play.
Yeah, and then you play. But how?
Jake, don't be stubborn. And don't be saying things over and over like a big troll with the needle stuck.
You.
Bridge is like pinochle. Only you don't have 8 aces.
Yeah. Sam should know that I'm going to play a game where there are only 4 aces. You know what he'd say, Mama?
No.
He'd say, fat. A piker's game.
Well, Sam's not here. And while we're on our vacation, they are going to do things like other people do. They are going to have a good time.
A good time, mm-hmm. Good time, yes.
Put on your coat, Jack, and we'll go downstairs.
Oh, Mama, I have to put on my coat.
$24.50 you should spend for a fancy coat with a belt in the back and then not wear it?
All right, Mama, all right. The coat goes on even though I'm going to smother.
Mm-hmm. A little bit on the side, yes.
Yeah.
You look very lovely.
Lovely.
Very lovely, Jake. Like you are getting 10 years younger.
10 years younger, I feel. Yeah, until I see the hotel bill. Oh, Mama, that reminds me. Mm-hmm. How much are we paying for this flat?
Flat? Papa, you shouldn't call this a flat. Anything that costs as much as this does should be called by the right name.
All right. What's the right name?
Never mind, Jake. The rooms is very lovely.
Hey, Mama, I was just thinking. Would they give us this flat, this place, any cheaper if maybe they took out one of the beds?
Oh, don't be so foolish, Papa. It's very stylish to having twin beds.
Stylish. Well, I guess that's what I get for retiring from the neat dance business. All right, Mama. Come on. We'll go downstairs and play a bit. Come on. Mm-hmm.
And Jake?
Yeah?
There's something else.
Mm-hmm. Something else, Mama?
Yeah, Jake, yeah. I wanted when they passed those little, what are they called?
Well, how should I know what you call them?
The little sandwiches. They got to wear a fancy name.
Sandwiches? Mama, 50 of them wouldn't make a good sandwich.
Never mind, Papa. I want that when they pass them, you shouldn't pick out all the ones with the herring.
But, Mama, I like herring. And for what we are paying at this hotel, maybe I can pick the ones I like.
All right, Jake. Oh, here comes Sarah. Hello, darling.
Hello, Ma. My, how nice you look, Paul.
Well, I don't feel nice.
I was just going to see you. You don't want to be sitting in your suite all the time when you're here. Have some fun.
That's it, Papa. A suite.
Yeah, fun. How can I have fun when I'm wrapped up in clothes that would make me look like a Halloween party?
Nonsense, Paul. You both look very nice.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Your mama wants me to play bridge.
That's swell. I'll walk down to the lobby with you. I told Sydney I'd meet him down there.
There yet, and Harold?
Oh, they're around somewhere. I think they went horseback riding. That's something you should do, Paul.
Horseback? No. Fancy clothes I will wear. I'll even play bridge,
Papa.
But I am not going to play traffic policeman just because it's stylish.
Papa.
No.
Papa, don't get excited.
Don't get excited.
Nobody says you have to get on a horse. I wouldn't want you to get on a horse so that maybe you'd look like Paul Jones.
Revere, Ma.
One or the other. I don't think your Papa would look very nice on a horse.
Well, here's the lobby. I'll leave you now and join Sydney. Have a good time playing bridge. So long.
Goodbye, darling. such a lovely girl, Jake. We should be very happy.
I am, Mama. I am very happy. Very happy because I know Sydney and Harold are along with us and can't do anything to the knee pants business anymore. Yeah? There's somebody to play bridge with?
Yeah, Papa, don't be so anxious to play something you don't know nothing about. Ah, there's Mrs. Vorman. I met her yesterday. She's a very nice lady. We can get her.
All right, Mama. All right, get her and we'll start.
Papa, before you can start, you must get our foot.
Huh? A foot what?
Jake, to play bridge, you need 4 people. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, everybody but Jake Blue.
I'll get Mrs. Vorman.
All right.
Oh, Mrs. Vorman. Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Bloom. How are you today?
Oh, I'm feeling as full of fits as a violin.
Fit as a fiddle, Mama.
Huh?
Fit as a fiddle.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Mrs. Vorman, this is Jake, my husband. He's going to play bridge with us today.
That's nice. I read a lot about you, Mr. Bloom.
That's so? Well, I'm very happy to know you.
I've got us a fourth, Mrs. Bloom. That gentleman over there who just came in this morning. We got to talking, and he got around to bridge. I'm sure he'll play.
Oh, that's good. You see, Jake, always there is a fourth.
Sure, just my luck.
Oh, don't you like bridge, Mr. Bloom?
I do, and then again, I don't. You see, I don't know so much about it.
Oh, that's what all you experts say. Well, let's get Mr. Renner.
All right, Mrs. Vorman, and then we'll play, eh?
I'll get Mr. Renner. I won't be a moment.
Mama, something tells me we shouldn't get into a bridge game with strangers, especially when I don't know so much about it.
Now, Papa, we're on a vacation. When we are in Rome, we got to do things like the Italians.
Italians? Rome? What's that got to do with my bridge?
Jake, here they come.
Mr. and Mrs. Bloom, this is Mr. Renner. He'll be glad to make a four.
How do you do? I was beginning to think this hotel was free from bridge players, but I guess we'll meet them wherever we go. A great game. Well, here's the table. Shall we start?
He's too anxious to start, Mama.
Jake, don't be foolish. It's a good game.
All right.
The cards are right here. Well, shall we draw for partners?
Draw?
Maybe Mr. and Mrs. Bloom would like to be partners.
Yes, maybe I'd better play the deck.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. And Mrs. Warman and I against you two. May the best pair win.
That's right.
You deal, Mr. Bloom.
All right.
You know, it's so nice of you to play with us.
Oh, I was just dying to play with someone. Are you enjoying your stay here at the hotel, Mrs. Bloom?
Oh, yes, it's lovely.
Are you driving east or west, Mrs. Bloom?
We are going to Hollywood.
Hollywood? Mm. Oh, that's lovely.
There. Your bid, Mr. Bloom.
A bid? $300.
I beg your pardon?
Papa, you're not playing pinochle. You can't bid 300 in bridge. It's very foolish.
Well, maybe he has a good hand.
All right, Mama. All right, I forgot.
You mustn't forget things like that, Papa. It's very bad for your partner.
All right, Mama. All right. Two spades.
A demand bid. I pass.
Well, two no trump.
Two no trump?
Meaning Mrs. Bloom's hand is no good. All right, I pass.
Well, that leaves it up to me again, huh? Well... Just for the fun of it, I bid six spades.
I think you said six spades over Miss Bloom's two no trump.
That's right.
Papa's very foolish sometimes. Then sometimes again, he knows what he's doing.
Well, I'll have to double that.
I pass.
So do I.
All right. I got to make how many tricks now?
Papa, you got to make 12 tricks.
12 tricks?
Yes.
Well, I got two hands to do it with, Mama, yours and mine.
That's confidence for you.
Sure, why not? Well, who makes the first leap?
I do. The ace of hearts.
Oh, yeah, I got a heart. Papa, look, I ain't got nothing in my hand.
You'll have to go some, Mr. Bloom.
Well, so we lose a trick, one trick.
But that's all you can lose. If you lose another, you're set, and we double.
Oh, but look, I can't lose. I got all spades left from the ace on down.
What?
All spades, Mr. Bloom?
Yeah, ain't that funny? All spades, a pretty good hand, huh?
And I doubled that.
So you did. Well, that's a good start, Mr. Bloom. Six spades, double.
Papa smart. Oh, very smart.
Sure I am, Mama. Sure I am. We should be playing for money.
Should be. We are.
What?
But we thought you understood. We're playing for a cent a point.
A cent a point? And I bid six...
Jake.
Oh,
Jake! Oh, Sarah!